Welcome to The Breakaway, a Sacramento Republic podcast.
Bandit in the box! Unbelievable strike!
My goodness, what a defensive play!
Half the crowd can't even believe it!
Welcome in, everyone, here on The Breakaway. I'm your host, Connor Sutton, and on today's podcast, it's just going to be me. This is the first time we're going to do this, and I don't know if we'll do it again, but I just want to talk about last weekend's match. And I want to get really candid about it. So, you know, typically we have a guest, typically we have somebody else I interview. But on this one, I just wanted to kind of talk through what my mindset was and, you know, kind of, in a way, grieve out loud a little bit. I'll be honest, it's been really hard to try and record this podcast. I've been dreading it. And usually I 100% love recording the podcast, love having various guests, love talking to people. It's one of my favorite things to do. However, on this one, it was not something I was looking forward to at all. Obviously, the very drastic and sharp ending in the way that we lost on Saturday, and I'll get to all this in a little bit. I don't want to talk for too long because I don't want this to be a long episode. But we do have some cool interviews coming up in the next coming weeks. Angelique Ashby, councilwoman from the Thomas area, will be joining on the podcast. We actually recorded that a while ago and have been holding it. So that'll be next week. And then a lot of very, very cool things coming up in the next few weeks. So I'm very excited. But, you know, let's talk about Saturday real quick. Going into the match, and I mentioned on last week's podcast, I was very confident. I was feeling good. I think that we were very underrated. We were the underdog. Obviously, I saw, like, betting lines where we were 4-1 underdogs or 4.5-1 underdogs, which to me was just insane. I thought we were a much better team than we were giving credit for on those odds. However, you never know with USL odds. It doesn't really show because I don't think a lot of people bet on USL soccer. However, you know, I just wanted to take a look and see it. So 4-1 underdogs to me was a lot. So, you know, the game starts and I'm feeling good. We have a couple early chances early on. I was surprised not to see Hayden Sargeant in the starting lineup. But, you know, I wasn't all that surprised because we had talked about not having and using the guys who had maybe a little more experience. I think Adam Moffitt and Kevin Goldthwait have both talked about that. So I wasn't that surprised. I thought the game plan for Mark Briggs was spot on. I mean, you can't say that it wasn't. I know we didn't score, but the goal that they did score, and we'll get to that in a second, was obviously something that should have been waved off. So, you know, it's one of those things that I'm sure, you know, you're thinking about. You look at the moments from that match, the moments that, you know, really could have been the factor is Formella had a couple chances in front of goal that probably should have been converted. But overall, especially defensively, I thought Sacramento played really, really well. They did the things they wanted to do. It was very clear that they had a defensive mindset in this match and then were looking to counterattack for most of the match and just weren't all that successful in breaking out and getting into the counter. Yeah, the buildup, there wasn't a whole lot of buildup at certain occasions, but I think we had our opportunities and we had our chances. And you know, sometimes in the game of soccer, in a single elimination match, maybe the better team doesn't win. I thought it was an incredibly even match throughout. Obviously, the one blemish being the insane goal that Asante scored for Phoenix. So, I mean, I just talked quickly about the match, and now I want to get to, you know, what happened. I think it's one of those things. I my heart broke when I saw the replay, because when I initially saw it live, just like all of you, I didn't see the handball. I didn't see what happened because it did happen fast, and that's how I kind of was able to believe that the referee missed it, even though it was directly in front of him, is because it did happen so quick and so fast, I could completely understand how you didn't see it. It didn't even look like the players really saw it right when it happened, so I don't necessarily blame the official. I just think that, you know, not having the replay is obviously a big part of that. And I don't know what the USL is going to do going forward. Again, I have no idea. But I'm sure they're going to talk about it and look at it. And I have full faith in the USL championship and the USL in general to make the right decision when it comes to this. I just my heart breaks for the players. My heart breaks for the coaches. And that's the hardest part with all this is I know how hard these guys have worked. I know how bad they wanted this. I know how confident they were going into this match. And to see, it'd be different if they scored that goal and there was not a handball or it wasn't something that in soccer, you know, doesn't happen. If they scored their goal in a more of a, I guess, honest way, then I think it's okay. I think it's one of those things you can accept that. But the fact that you play so hard, you know, you play for 120 plus minutes, and you play your butt off for the entirety of the match, and then give up a goal that probably shouldn't happen. It shouldn't be counted. I just can't imagine what that's feeling like. I know how it feels as a fan and as a person who works for the club. It's pretty devastating. And that's the thing is, I, you know, on social media afterwards, I posted the video. A couple others posted the video of the zoom in, and that was what I got sent to me. And that was when my heart really broke for the guys and for Mark Briggs, the coaching staff, and you know, for us fans as well. The way that we lost it's just tragic. It's devastating. But here's the thing. Sometimes, and I thought about this a lot, I went off a little bit on social media afterwards. Not too bad. This is the reason why I've waited a little bit for this podcast, is because I wanted to have a few days to let this marinate on my brain and think about what happened before I go and spout, you know, bad things about officials or Phoenix or whatever. I didn't want to do that, and I don't want to do that. I just think that, you know, and then a lot of us got into a social media battle with Reno, which I don't even know how that happened, but it did. And it's, you know, one of those things is now, you know, Phoenix plays Reno. I have no idea who to root for. I think it's one of those situations where you don't root for anybody and just kind of ignore it, that the match is happening altogether. You know, there's just so much to unpack. And in a season like we've had, it's been unprecedented. We obviously haven't had fans. Phoenix was able to have some fans on Saturday. But it's one of those things that it's a perfect example of sometimes you do everything right and you don't get the results you want. It's tragic, but it happens. It happens in soccer. It happens in every sport. You can be the better team and still lose. I don't know if we were the better team, but I think for a majority of the match, we looked like the better team. I think it was relatively even if you look back at the stats. Obviously, you know, they scored the game-winning goal, but it was a level match, and I think that's what's tough about single-elimination soccer, and that's why a lot of us love single-elimination soccer, is anything can happen. Anything can happen. You don't have seven games like in the NBA or MLB or sometimes five. I know MLB, NHL. It's do or die, and sometimes luck goes your way, sometimes it doesn't. And I really thought that Sacramento was going to be able to have luck on their side. I don't know why I thought that, but I did. And when watching this, what happened, and then seeing the aftermath, and I just know that the players, my heart breaks for them. They've worked so hard having to deal with COVID in different ways. I don't think we've talked about it enough, and it's not talked about, you know, in sports enough, but playing in front of no fans and making that adjustment, it's incredibly tough. I don't know that, but every player I've talked to said it has made a big difference on the way that they approach games, and they have to basically psych themselves up more. Typically, you can feed off the crowd. They didn't have that. So it's such a weird season. I'm so proud of our club. I'm proud of who we are. I'm proud of the fact that we don't give up. And even after that goal, we didn't give up. And I know we lost, and I know their season has come to an end in a tragic way and a disappointing way. But I can say, no matter what, that I am so happy to be a part of this club. I would much rather go to battle with our fans, with our club, with our city on our back like we did on Saturday and lose than not have that mindset that we do have in Sacramento. The underdog mindset. And that's what makes this city great. That's what makes this team great. That's what makes this club great. And I know, obviously, we wanted to win a USL championship. That's always our goal. And in the future, we'll want to win an MLS championship. But, you know, especially this year, when sports has kind of been a distraction, it's really not everything. We've realized there's other things going on in our world that are really sad with COVID, with, again, racial injustice. And so all those things combined, we found out a way to band together as a city. We found a way to be indomitable together, and we got through it, and we did it. And that's the main takeaway I have from this. Just because what happened Saturday, you know, with the handball in the box or whatever you want to call it, you know, it wasn't the way we went into the season. It's not the way anybody wanted to end the season, player, staff, nobody. However, we're still a team. Fans, club, staff, front office, everybody. We're still a team. We're still a organization. We're still a unit together. And that is what makes Sacramento great. That's what makes the Republic great. Our entire goal is to bring people together. And I think this year we did that. We've done it in strange ways. We did it virtually. We did it on watch parties, on Facebook Live. We were creative. And I hope that despite the fact that we did not win the match and we didn't move on in the playoffs, people are still excited and hopeful for the future. Because there's still a ton still coming in Sacramento for the Sacramento Republic. And I can't wait. I truly can't. So, I mean, I just wanted to quickly address that. And that's pretty much all I have for this episode, because I just wanted to kind of get all my thoughts out. I don't do this a whole lot on the podcast. I don't really give my entire thoughts. I usually interview other people, kind of get their opinion, and then, you know, talk about it, especially on the match week editions. And when we have guests on and we have, you know, people who I'm interviewing, it's more of, I want to hear from them. So I just wanted to come on and kind of give you my mindset after the match. And again, it took me a while to get here. It took me 3 days. I mean, it's Thursday. This was supposed to come out yesterday on a Wednesday. I just wasn't quite ready to talk about it yet. It was a very, very sad ending to the season. It was something that I have never seen before in soccer, and the way that goal was scored. I was pretty angry, to be honest. And it took me a while to figure out how to talk about it, how to talk to you guys about it, what podcast to put out. You know, I was thought, do we just talk about the match? What do we talk about? Do we bring Rob McAllister on, who I'm sure we would have been able to break the match down much better than I did it for the 50 seconds that I talked about it. But I just felt like this is more important for fans like me who were upset with the way the game ended and thought it might have been unfair. That's okay. Like, it's all right. We're going to get through this together. There's, you know, it's one of those things. We're going to continue to grow. We're going to continue to build. And I'm excited. The future is in front of us. And now we get to go and try and do it again next year. And hopefully we'll have fans back. Who knows? But I just wanted to give my thoughts and my feelings. Again, I wanted to kind of be transparent in how I was thinking. Because in all honesty, I mean, that was one of the craziest things I've ever seen. For a team to go out that way, if it was a team that I had no affiliation with, I would have been heartbroken for them. Because it's such a tough thing. But anyway, we'll have lots of fun stuff coming up in the offseason. I'm actually very excited for the offseason. We're going to do some fun planning. We're going to rework the way we do our podcast a little bit. We are going to find ways to have guests on. If you have an idea of who you want us to have on for an interview, email us, I guess, csutton@sacrepublicfc.com or thebreakaway@sacrepublicfc.com. Both can reach me. You can message me on Twitter, message us on Twitter, Facebook, however. We'll find it. We'll get it. And I want to hear. I want to hear what you guys are thinking, who you want to hear from. We have a lot of cool guests that we have in mind that are going to be coming up eventually. We still haven't had President and CEO Ben Gumpert on, and I'm super excited to have him on eventually. But again, coming on next week on the podcast, Angelique Aspie. We recorded it a while ago. I've had it in the vault. We're bringing it back out next Wednesday. So that'll be coming up on The Breakaway. I thank you guys for listening. Please let other people know about this podcast. If you love this podcast, please rate, review, subscribe, all of the above. Let others know about it. Share with us what you would like to see going forward, what you would like to see improve, change, all of the above. I want to hear from you guys. But again, please promote our podcast to others. That would be excellent. I want to grow this and continue it to be as good as it can be going forward. So thank you guys again for listening to The Break. We'll be back next week with Angelique Aspie. And as always, go Republic!